Dr. Chris Brown's coming up soon. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy. Adam Rosenbarks is with us. And Triple M rocks the NRL Grand Final Sunday. It is the Panthers. It is the Storm. And a part of the broadcast team is the great Ryan Girdler, who joins us right now on Kennedy Malloy.
G'day, Ryan. Thanks for your time, mate. Where are you as we speak?
Oh, hello, boys. Always nice to talk to the incarcerated. I'm just down on the beachfront at DY, actually.
Go and get stuffed, Girdler. Well, what are you doing? Enjoying a drink?
How are you boys holding up?
Not good. If you could send us a care package, that'd be fantastic. this is a great game on Sunday night. 1 versus 2, Storm versus Panthers. Give us your overview of what we can expect.
Well, yeah, two very different storylines coming into this one. You've got, you know, the legend, the great one in Cameron Smith, who potentially is going to see out his last season in the NRL after 19 or 20 ridiculous years at the top of the game. So that's one side of the story, and, you know, it comes with, you know, guys that just know how to perform in big games, some experience and some exciting young players coming through who have just, I think, the Storm season has just been around the development of guys like Pappenhausen and Olin, and Hughes, and the way that they've transitioned into their roles after losing, you know, the Cronks and the Slaters of late. So that's the story for Melbourne. And the other side, you know, the Western Sydney boys, the Panthers, my old club.
Yep, the minor premiers have shot the lights out this year in outstanding
in a row.
So it's got to be a cracker.
Just a young bunch of guys, Mick, that have, you know, played together through all the junior systems, come up and always had a really strong team and have a great connection. And I think the fact that, you know, with the COVID, with the lockdown and whatever, and the bubble that they've had to sort of exist in, that's probably exaggerated all those relationships a little bit. Yeah. And those guys are super tight and they just turn up every week and they get the job done. And it's been a pretty incredible ride, to be honest.
It has.
Now, there's a potential for that it's going to be stormy weather on Sunday up in Sydney. So who do you reckon that helps?
I think you can build a case, Adam, for both sides in many different aspects for this game. Yep. They've both got so many different – they're so good at what they do. So I think the advantage a little bit probably to Penrith because, you know, the Storm last week played up there at Suncorp Stadium in dry conditions and it was a different sort of style of football game, whereas Penrith played at ANZ last week where it was there was a little bit of dew on the ground and handling was quite difficult. So they probably, you know, I don't know. But with the experience Melbourne have, mate, it's a tough one. But
who are you going? Who are you leaning towards? So Panthers finished first on the ladder, 18 wins.
I'm going to say Penrith.
You have to. Your heart says Penrith, but your head says Penrith as well.
I think they can win, Mick. They played earlier on in the year, and it's not going to be. I don't think Melbourne have played as well all year as what they've played at the back end of the season, which is frightening. And there's a lot of emotion around the game for them, but. Yeah, I'm going to go with the local boys.
As you mentioned earlier, we have been incarcerated now for the best part of a year, and there hasn't been much joy in the state of Victoria, but we have been getting a great delight out of the way our sporting franchises have conducted themselves. The Vixens won. We've got two Victorian teams in the AFL Grand Final, and the Storm, of course, who we all love, who are a state team.
Can you just put that margarita on ice? Thank you.
Girdler, I will hunt you down.
Press. I was like, come on.
Girdler, I will find you.
I don't want to hear that.
You are unbelievable.
On ice, I said. On ice. Make it another one. Double it up. Meeting some people here. We do that in Sydney.
That's what you do.
Are there any boxed jellyfish in the water when you go out there, Brian?
It has been impressive, you boys, for the Melbourne franchises. And you know, big game on Saturday night. Who do you like?
I've got to go Storm. On Saturday night?
I'm going for the
Tigers, mate. I think the Tigers are going to cover it. I think it's time for a second team out of Richmond.
Okay.
I've said it. Okay. But much like in your code and ours, you know, there's Cam Smith is about to go. Mm. We've got Gary Ablett. So it's one of those years where two of the all-time greats of their respective codes are being seen out. It's going to be interesting. Off to more fun things. How's the Broncos getting the wooden spoon?
I know. It's been a season for them, hasn't it? And the Lions, I mean, it was there for them, wasn't it?
It was. It was
Grand
so close.
Final, had it all in front of them and just couldn't get the job done. So hasn't been a good year for all Queensland, and let's hope that continues in the State of Origin.
Well, I was about to ask. So for the first time ever, State of Origin's played in Adelaide. So Brisbane will be playing New South Wales. Do you reckon there'll be a bit more niggle since the border's been closed? Do you reckon there'll be a little bit more angst?
Oh, mate, Can there be possibly any more niggling Origin? What else can they do? Start throwing grenades in there?
They should have Gladys B and Anna Palaszczuk in the front row.
There you go.
Wouldn't that be a great pre-game entertainment?
Come on, watch
a bit
that.
Of UFC, a bit of a cage. Pre-match entertainment.
What's that show at the moment that they've got on?
Yeah, SAS Australia.
Let them go at it. Maybe throw the badger in there. Do a little bit of damage as well.
Mate, if you had said to me, there's a show coming on TV where the honey badger will punch the suitcases out of an Instagram
influencer,
I'd go, well, sign me up.
Hey, had a couple of years, hasn't he, the badger?
Had a couple of years. Yeah. He's lowered his colours. I don't know what he's been reduced to. As I said, if he'd shown a bit more interest in the ladies when he was on The Bachelor, it might have been a better series. Hey, now, obviously missing today is Jane Kennedy, and I apologise that she's not here, but she'll be ropeable because I'm not saying anything, but you may be aware that I think she flirted with you outrageously last time.
Flicking her hair a lot when you're in.
She's flicking her hair, which she herself says is a sign when a woman's showing interest. So.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. I've never picked that up, mate. Maybe that's why I was single till I was about 35.
Well, I'm just telling you,
if
you're unhappy at home, I'm sure she's happy to throw her keys in there.
Hey, Mick, I've been married for 10 years, mate. Is anyone happy?
I'm going to end this conversation now we all get in a lot of trouble.
The broadcast will happen Sunday. Dan Ganane, Mark Geyer, Ryan Gerber, Wendell Saylor, Emma Lawrence. It'll be all on Triple M, triplem.com.au for all the info. Broadcast times as the re-rock the grand final this Sunday. It's Ryan Girdler. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy.